I wanna be a cat. I wanna be a cat. I wanna be a cat. I wanna be a cat.
What do you think? Does he wanna be a cat?
Absolutely.
Good morning. This is Frisky Friday on Pensacola's Expert Panel with Meg. Having a little fun today because we got two cute as could be little kittens right here in the studio with us. Kelly Simpson is here. She is the Animal Services Supervisor for Santa Rosa County. She's been a regular guest on this show representing the county. She's holding this cute little teeny tiny, oh my gosh,
it's
little
a floof.
Oh, it's so, so cute. So if you have any questions about Santa Rosa County Animal Services and the shelter and some of the things they do, that's what this whole show is about, Frisky Friday, putting a focus on our animals in our community, dogs and cats alike, that so many are needing rescue right now. We've had a lot of strays this summer. So if you have a question, just text it on in at 850-437-1620. So you're going to have to talk because I see you playing with that little kitty. Now you're going to have to talk on the radio because it's very distracting, that little precious little thing.
I got to keep my train on the rails here, right?
Yep. Okay, so what you got for us, Kelly?
I have two two-month-old kitties. Now, we've had kittens and puppies just coming out of our ears this year. It's been rough. But we've got Cruella and Ursula with us today.
How cute.
And the one I've got is a little long-haired brown tabby, and then I've got a little tuxedo, and they're both little girls. And
looks like a little lion. The coloring on this little kitten is just, the face is just precious. Big green eyes.
Yeah, and they're so well-socialized because they went to foster. When they came in, they were too little to be at the shelter.
Right.
So then they went to one of our wonderful fosters, and she did an amazing job socializing them. And so that gives us a better chance for success for finding that new family for them because, you know, the animal is not wild and crazy when they
when both they seem very calm.
They're very chill.
Very calm.
But yeah, no, we always need fosters, and these fosters are the linchpin in the whole thing, you know, because the animal gets to be in a home setting and not, you know, in a kennel and not being, you know, I mean, we walk them and we spend time with them when we can, but there's only so many of us and there's at least 70 dog kennels.
Good grief. So. Yeah. Well, and it's true for dogs and cats. And so if someone was thinking about that, maybe they're in a position where they really can't have an animal full time, but love animals and would like to do that. What is there a minimum number of days or is there kind of a time period? What really helps y'all?
No. I mean, anything is better than nothing, especially, you know, when the holidays, when they start coming up, we try to empty out the kennels too. You know, that puts them in a home setting and lets them get spoiled for the holidays. But there's also doggy day out. So if you just want to borrow a dog for a day and take them, go get some pup cups and maybe, you know, go down to the Pensacola dog beach.
Yeah.
Whatever you can, you know, do to, you know, expose them to real life. And they have the perfect insight for us to pass that on to the future adopters.
Right.
Hey, he did not like pup cups, or maybe he threw up in the car because he gets car sick.
Right.
But maybe he's the chillest, coolest dog on the planet and can't wait to, you know, give us more details. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, because you really get a sense of if you can spend the day with them, you really do. Once they're out of the kennel, then you get a sense of what their real personality is.
Absolutely.
And you can see how they respond to things. And so that way you can match that dog up with the right owner that has that same personality or the same need. So
it
really is a great thing to do.
It's really cool.
And you provide, it doesn't cost you anything, right?
No,
you provide everything the foster might need, right?
We provide everything. If it's a cat, you get cat litter, you get cat food. If you need a kennel so that if it's too small to be with your other cats, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We provide kennels and we do all the vetting and everything too. So even if it's just a test drive and maybe it's got something going on, but you know, it's not been, you know, fixed yet, or it's still got some health issues going on because you're doing like a medical foster.
And those are real important.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Because they get to recuperate in a natural setting rather than being amped up with stress and that. Because that, you know, it slows down their healing.
Oh, for sure. So who would I contact if I was interested in something like that?
If you want to go onto our webpage, you can fill out the foster application on there. And that is on the santarosa.fl.gov/animal. And it will take you right to our webpage. And then you can fill out that, or you can fill out if you want to be a volunteer or if you want to adopt, if you already know what's there.
Mm-hmm.
We've got cats at PetSense and at PetSmart and Pace and Milton. And so there's cats there that you can see even after hours. We have an online application process there where you can process it a lot faster. And so as soon as it's blessed, you can pick up your kitty from those locations.
Ooh, yeah, I like that. That makes it very simple.
Oh, absolutely. because it's such a great avenue to have when we can get them out, you know, out into the public. Because, you know, if you're just, you know, hanging out at the pet store, you might not realize that you want to add to your family.
Well, that's what happened to me.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's how I got my last dog. It was totally an accident, mm-hmm. not unplanned.
That's where all the good ones go.
I know. It was totally unplanned. But that's really great, because if you can do that, then you have the opportunity to have a new little animal being in your home and become a member of the family. And now's the time, because apparently we do have a lot of animals up for adoption.
Lordy,
right now.
Yes, we do. And then for adoption events, we've got some coming up today, Saturday,
and Sunday.
I
saw that on your Facebook.
We've got a pile of them, yeah. Like today, they're going to be at PetSmart and Pace today from 4 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
Puppies galore, even if you just want to get your snuggle on. And then tomorrow at the American Legion Post 382 in Navarre, they're going to be there from 12 to 3. And at the market in Navarre on Sunday, they're going to be there from 10 to 12.
Excellent.
Yeah, so there's lots of opportunities to get your ideas of what you would like to see, or maybe they can, you know, match you up with something that maybe you're not in the market for a puppy, but maybe we've got something at the shelter and be like, hey, have you considered this one? And then they can come up to the shelter and meet it.
Well, so much of it is about chemistry.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it's just sometimes you pick up a dog and it's a cute little dog and everything, but and then you pick up the other one and your heart just goes, this is the one.
Oh my gosh, yes.
This is the one.
And I'm such a sucker for hound dogs. You know, we had an amazing bloodhound come in stray yesterday, and I was absolutely smitten. And
oh,
I'm like,
oh, Kelly.
Oh, I know. But I've got basset hounds, you know.
See, I couldn't do what you do.
Oh, yeah.
I know that I would have 10 animals in my house.
That's one of the hardest parts of doing this job.
Oh,
you come across so many amazing ones.
Absolutely. And you can go online, because y'all do post pictures.
We do.
Correct?
Yeah,
so
we do.
So if you wanted to take that route and see what's available.
Yeah, and then our behaviorist at the shelter will help match you up with the best fit, because she's done all the evaluations.
Oh,
she knows
great.
what their good points are. Maybe some things are a little bit scary for that dog.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a big male dog and this one is not doing so well, maybe we can match it up with a different dog. You know, so she knows kind of the ins and outs of these animals, you know, so that she can speak smartly about them when you come up and say, hey, I've got this dog at my house.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do meet and greets, you know, that kind of thing. And it's one of those things where we want the best outcome possible.
Sure.
So we're going to weigh out as many of those things that could possibly be a factor,
mm-hmm.
and then help give you the tools to navigate around that.
Yeah, because you want to avoid having to rehome an animal. That's got it's probably
for
traumatic
sure.
for everybody. But I do like the meet and greet idea, because I saw some video that I thought was pretty cute. It was a meet and greet for somebody that was potentially going to adopt, but they already had a dog in their home.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was that meeting of the two dogs, and they were sniffing and looking at each other, taking each other, and then both tails started wagging,
and
then they both started jumping around and running around. And I thought, oh, okay.
Where we're always kind of like, our breath is a little hitched at that first
yeah,
point.
Yeah, that
we're
first
like,
moment, hey, how's this going to go?
We're staring real hard, and then we're like, whew, okay.
Yeah, they were fine. They were fine. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break here. We're talking with Kelly Simpson. She is the supervisor for Santa Rosa County Animal Services, and she's going to tell us a little bit more. We've got two events this weekend. You can take advantage of getting a puppy or a dog, right? They'll be out at, what are the two places?
They'll be at tonight. They'll be at Pace, PetSmart,
mm-hmm.
and then they'll be at the American Legion Post in Navarre on Saturday, and then the market in Navarre on Sunday.
Oh, three. Oh,
there's
okay.
Three of them,
super.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. So if you've got a question for Kelly, please text it on in at 850-437-1620. We'll be back right after the break. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on Frisky Friday. Kelly Simpson is here. She is the Santa Rosa County Animal Supervisor. So she's basically in charge, not only works with the shelter, but also with animal control. And you have a lot of...
I'm only animal control.
Only animal control. Mm-hmm. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, let's get clear about that.
Yeah, yeah.
Now we have Ursula and Cruella in the studio here. I'm thinking, though, is that fair to name that sweet little kitten Cruella?
I think it was just because she was black and white. And I think we were in a Disney mood.
Okay.
You know, you never know. With these
just
names.
Checking. Yeah, because she's sure sweet.
You can tell what we've eaten, what movies we've watched, and what we're craving based
gotcha.
Off the animals that we've named.
Okay, very good.
But we've got, you know, lots of spay and neuters that, you know, we love these kitties.
Mm-hmm.
We love these puppies. However, there is no such thing as an accidental litter. If you've got an intact female, it's not a matter of if, it's when. Mm-hmm. And we've now, you know, we've got Accessible Vet Clinic in Pace, and then we've got A-Hope in Milton that mm-hmm. are doing the low-cost spays and neuters. It might take you some time to get in there because it's such a need.
Oh, yeah.
But don't give up on it, and make sure that you're protecting your females from getting pregnant, because I don't know, a lot of people don't realize this, but it's actually against the county ordinance for Santa Rosa County to leave your intact female that's in heat mm-hmm. exposed to the options of other animals just coming along and getting them pregnant. You can actually get a ticket for that.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't understand that. So mm-hmm. I would much rather make the connection of getting them fixed than you having to pay a citation and being stuck with a litter of animals, because that's just not fair to that animal.
Right. No, of course not. Okay, so you've got quite a list of things here to touch on this morning, so let's get to what we wanted to talk about.
I'm sure, like everybody else in the panhandle, I gasped when I saw that forecast for the next week.
Mm,
oh,
yes.
My Lord. It's hot. It's going to be rough.
Yes.
And so one of the things I really wanted to hit on is the hot pavement and these animals' paws. You know, mm-hmm. if you are not willing to walk across that pavement without your shoes on, you shouldn't be asking your pet to. And it doesn't take long. I mean, even 77 degrees, that pavement can get up to 125.
Really? And even at 77?
At 77, yeah.
Wow.
You've got those black tops. You know, it just doesn't take long in the bright sun. It mm-hmm. will heat up quick. You know, and if it's 95 degrees, 167 degrees.
Oh, my God. That's like putting your dog's feet on top of a stove burner.
Oh, absolutely. Easy Bake Oven all day long. And
wow.
so a lot of the strays that were picking up mm-hmm. have burned paw pads Aww. Because they've been running on the road. And nobody's been able to, you know, they're so scared, they're not thinking about it. And mm-hmm. then next thing I know, they start limping and they'll think, oh, they've been hit by a car. No, they've got, you know, their paw pads are just blistered.
Wow, I didn't even think about that.
It does not take long at all. And so that's that in hot cars, you know, mm-hmm. don't do it. If your animal cannot go inside with you wherever you're going, let them stay at home.
Yeah.
You know, it really isn't that important to take your pet and leave it in the car, because your car can fail.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if the car fails in some way, that animal is not going to last long in this heat. It's bad.
It doesn't take very long at all. And you had some tips here, too, about ways to prevent, you know, something negative happening.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where you can, you know, take them out for water and take breaks. You know, when in doubt, just skip the walk
mm-hmm.
Or put shoes on them. Even though it's the hottest part of the day, the shoes are really not going to be sufficient, but it's better than nothing if you have to be walking somewhere. You know, test the pavement. Put the back of your hand down on there. If it's mm-hmm. too hot to keep your hand there for just a few, you know, a few seconds, that absolutely is not the option for that animal to be out there in it.
It does sound like common sense, too, but probably the smart thing to do would be walk early in the morning mm-hmm, before
absolutely.
And later once the sun's gone
absolutely,
down
yeah,
in the early
definitely.
Evening. Probably a lot smarter, too, just temperature-wise.
Absolutely. I mean, for us, too, you know.
well, that's true.
Pretty sweltering.
Although I have to say, last night watching the weather and the heat index was still over 100.
Oh, I know.
So it's going to be something. So just be careful for sure. So hot pavement, you have a big flyer here, which is great. Hot pavement hurts paws. So
it
definitely
sure
check.
And it doesn't take long. But, yeah, no, so we've got some community cat days coming up. Our next one is on the 20th of August, and that's for our Santa Rosa County residents only.
Okay. So what is a community cat day?
So community cat day is where we do, like, an all-call. We're all hands on deck, and we are receiving cats in humane traps. They cannot come in a kennel. They have to be in a cat trap, not a squirrel trap, because we've had people try to put a 10-pound cat in a squirrel trap. It is not the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
So just make sure that they're in a humane trap. Bring them in, and with your Santa Rosa County driver's license or ID, you get up to 3 cats that you can get fixed for free.
They
get the works. Or if you don't have a trap, you can check one out through the shelter. It's a $65 deposit.
Mm-hmm.
You literally, as soon as you return that trap back, you get the exact check that you dropped off, or the exact coins that you dropped off,
mm-hmm.
whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get that back in full. It's not a fee. It's just so that if something happens to the trap, we're covered.
Right. No, that makes sense.
So But yeah, no, it's they get everything. They get their rabies. They get their ear tipped. They get, you know, if they got ear mites going on, they're probably going to treat that too. Mm-hmm. You know, and any other injuries, they're going to address it. It's pretty great.
And so, what is the date on that?
August 20th is our next one.
So that's next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And we've been trying to do them every
next Thursday, I think.
Right. We try to keep it on Thursdays so that the community can kind of count on that. You know, obviously with holidays and things like that kicking up, then we try to work around it. But for the most part, it stays on Thursday so that our community can depend on us more and make sure that we're there for them when we're needed.
Right, right, of course. Okay.
And then volunteers. This is your time to shine. We love our volunteers. They are our lifeblood to this, what we do. No task at the shelter is too small. I mean, even if it's walking the dogs, doggy day outs, fostering, laundry, if that's your jam, dishes, which is not my jam, food drives, sharing on social media are all ways that you can help. But we've also got our wish list items on our Amazon wish list.
This is one of my favorite things.
Yes,
I do this for everybody every Friday because you can go there right now at the stoplight real quick, click on it, click Santa Rosa County Animal Shelter, and then they need all kinds of things, even the not-so-glamorous things like bleach and towels
and
stuff.
And it's very dynamic. It's changing all the time.
So their list, they're saying what they need.
Absolutely. That's what we're putting out into the universe. So we're like, hey, we're running low. We might need to get some of this sooner rather than later, and it's very helpful. And it also helps with some of our community outreach, too. You know, there's things that we give out to the public, and that's how we accomplish that.
Well, you do that, you click on it, pay for it, and they get it the next day, which is amazing.
Fantastic.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick break. We're talking with Kelly Simpson. She's a supervisor of Santa Rosa County Animal Control. So if you have a chance to text in a question, 850-437-1620. It's Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Welcome back to Frisky Friday on Pep Talk. Our expert today is from the Santa Rosa County Animal Control. She is our supervisor, Kelly Simpson. So welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Happy to
have you here on the show. Covered a lot of topics this morning.
We have.
A couple events coming up this weekend. Maybe mention one more time.
Yeah, so we got PetSmart today from 4 to 6. That's in Pace. We've got the American Legion Post 382 in Navarre on Saturday from 12 to 3. And the market in Navarre on Sunday from 10 to 12.
Excellent. Okay, lots of opportunities
to make
a difference.
But one big thing I just wanted to hit, and I think a lot of people don't understand, animal control, we are open 24/7, 365. We have somebody on call. If you've got a true blue emergency, dog has been hit by a car or something to that effect, call it in. We will come running. You know, the last thing I want to hear is somebody saying, oh, this dog was hit at 9 o'clock at night. I didn't think anybody was open. And then they check, you know, the page and they're like, oh, well, this shelter doesn't open up till 11:30. We are two different things.
Right. Very important.
Yeah. And so if you have an issue, call this number. It is 850-983-4680, option 2. That's our daytime operations dispatch for animal control. For after hours, it's 850-983-5372, or you can call the sheriff's office and they will dispatch us as well.
Okay.
So we will come running, especially for something that's, you know, suffering. We are not going to allow something like that to happen.
Okay, give those numbers one more time.
All right, so for daytime operations, 850-983-4680, option 2. If you're calling after hours, it's 850-983-5372, or you can call the sheriff's office.
Excellent. It's good to know, because there's a lot of things that can happen, and it typically doesn't happen when it's business hours.
It's never convenient when the stuff's hitting the fan.
That's right. Okay, so where can they go if you want to look and see about the adopted animals and find out more about animal control and what you do?
Yeah, you can go to our webpage at santarosa.fl.gov/animal, and there's an animal control section, as well as shelter animals. It shows you what we've got that's been found. It shows you what we've got available. It lets you know when our stuff is going on.
Okay, great. Kelly, thank you so much. I know it's busy on a Friday, so I appreciate you coming in.
Take advantage
of the events that are happening this weekend, which is exciting, or stop by the shelter and find out how you can help out. Thanks for coming on Frisky Friday.
Appreciate it.